The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Amherst basketball tied at 11 with 6:45 to go here. Back cut, Abbott right underneath the hoop. Up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Abbott now with 8 points.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament featuring Amherst, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
So the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
After the Christmas break, it's time to get back to the hardwood as Amherst battles North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic tangles with Ogallala. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first a new Tech C pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Ordinary Red's Apple Ale. Pick different.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We are halfway through our first doubleheader of the day. Earlier, right here on ESPN, it was North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish with a comfortable win over Amherst, 56-26 in the first game of the day. So North Platte St. Pat's will take on the winner of the Kearney Catholic Ogallala game coming up here in a couple of hours. But right now, time to turn our attention to the boys' side of the bracket as Amherst taking on North Platte St. Pat's. For the Irish, of course, a very young, athletic team. Very exciting brand of basketball. They kind of play the full court and outwork a lot of teams. And they've had a pretty good start to the season. They are 5-2 on the year. But the Irish are a perfect 6-0 so far on the campaign. And without a doubt, really, the best team that they will have played up to this point will be Amherst, because the opponents that the Irish have played up to this point, probably not as good, not quite the test that Amherst is going to be able to provide for them today. But again, they've been able to answer the call every game so far, have the Irish. And they're going to be a little bit bigger. They're going to be a little bit taller. And I don't know about being more athletic, but they will be a little bit bigger team, will the Irish. Maybe the athleticism might favor the Amherst Broncos when it comes to basketball, as it's a very young, dynamic team. And we're really excited to watch them in action this afternoon as Amherst will take on North Platte St. Pat's here in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The starters for the Broncos and the Irish. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for North Platte St. Pat's. They will actually be the home team. They'll be in their home white uniforms here at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. And their starting lineup looks like this. Bryce Byrne is a 6'2 sophomore that is averaging on the season about 5 points per ball game. Rest of the lineup for the average looks like this. Drew McClellan, a 5'10 junior. Andrew O'Neill, 6'1 and a junior. Evan Klinkafus is a 5'9 junior, making his first start, his first action of the season. He'd been injured up to this point, and he's stepping on the court for the first time. Alex Harms, a 6'2 senior for head coach Rick Carpenter and the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. Now for the Amherst Broncos, their starting lineup will go like this. It'll be Dominic Abbott, a 6'1 senior. Trey Tobenheim, 5'11 and a sophomore. Braden Echo is a 5'11 sophomore. Cale Preble is 6 foot tall and a junior. And Ty Hadwiger, a 6'2 sophomore for head coach Bill Giffen. A very young lineup for the Amherst Broncos. And your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Again, a very young team here for the Broncos. They're starting to line up a senior, and then they've got three sophomores out there with a junior. So three of their four will be back next year. They're not really looking for next year. They think that they're going to be pretty solid this year, and that certainly has been brought out on the court as they come in with a pretty good record coming out here, as they've only lost one game so far. And that was a tough game. They played three games in the span of four nights, and then they lost to Axtell in Axtell. And so that was their last action, and they're hoping to kind of bounce back from that a little bit. The starters being announced here for the Broncos and for the Irish. We're going to take one last break, and we'll be back for the tip between Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here as the opening tip is underway, and it is saved by North Platte St. Pat's as they dominate the opening tip. And they will have first possession of the basketball. And working around the perimeter are the Irish. Amherst right now going man-to-man, directing traffic a little bit for the Irish. And they'll get the ball back out in the lane. It's Mark Mayfield. Mayfield actually in the game with a little floater. It's up and in. He made the start in spite of the fact he was not expected to. That was not the lineup that we were given by the coaching staff when we talked to them yesterday. In any event, Amherst has the basketball for the first time. They work it inside. Quick little jumper, and it will not fall for Ty Hadwiger. So Hadwiger can't come up with the shot, and Andrew O'Neill pulls down the rebound for the Irish. And they'll work it back around here. Harms, he'll kick it off on the right side. Three-pointer by McClellan. It will not fall. And the rebound ripped out of there by the Broncos, a little floater on that left side, up and no good for North Platte St. Pat's, or for Tobenheim, rather. Tobenheim missed the shot, and then coming out with it is going to be the Irish. On the run here, going to be Mayfield. Mayfield turned the ball over as North Platte St. Pat's turns it over, but the Broncos can't really cash in as they've got to slow it down a little bit. Abbott has it on that right side. Abbott, who averages about 19.7 points per ball game, will give the ball off, and a little floater is up and good for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout with the first 2 points of the ball game here for Amherst. And a little ball fake and a little extra step. Yeah, I think Bryce Byrne forgot that he had already used up his dribble. So he's going to turn the ball over. So turnover on the Irish. So slowly in the offensive zone, going to be Amherst. Little fadeaway jumper there by Dominic Abbott. Abbott's jumper will not fall. And its rebound is tipped out of there. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Harms. And Harms will help work it back around the perimeter. They get it to O'Neal. He gets it on the baseline. A little dump-off pass. And in the lane, Andrew O'Neal is going to score. Give McClellan an assist here. As O'Neal cashes in after McClellan got a lot of attention. In transition, a little floater up and good. Ty Hadwiger elevates on the left wing. And he's got 2 points. And we are tied at four. Kick up ahead here for Mayfield. Mayfield in transition, runs into the defender, and it's going to be a charge. Collecting the charge for Amherst is Kay Pebble, as he's able to step in there and collect that charge. And we got a timeout here for North Platte St. Pat's. 5:29 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout for the Irish. We're tied at four with 4:29 to go. Timeout North Platte St. Pat's brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, tied at four, as North Platte St. Pat's might be surprised by the athleticism that they're finding from Amherst, and kind of maybe that's why they called the timeout. In any event, it will be Amherst basketball, and they'll bring it into the offensive zone. Slowly dribbling it up here is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim going to direct traffic a little bit. Has it on the bounce. And he'll give it off on the right side for Dominic Abbott. Abbott off of a screen, gets it off to Preble. Preble gets another screen, passes up on a 15-foot jumper. We'll give it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive and score. Dominic Abbott will baseline drive, gets the bucket to fall, and now McClellan facing some pressure, kicks it up ahead here for Mark Mayfield. Long pass up ahead here for Alex Harms. Harms will give it between the circle here for McClellan, who gives it off on the left side for Mayfield. Mayfield off of the screen, will give it off for Harms. And then back on the inside, a little jump stop there by Andrew O'Neal, and they're going to say O'Neal was fouled. And the foul is going to be on Cale Preble. That'll be his first. It's going to result in a couple of free throws coming up here for O'Neal. And the first one is good. So the first two is up and good. And it's now 6-5. Amherst with the lead. A chance here for North Platte St. Pat's to tie it from the free throw line. As the second free throw now being handed to Andrew O'Neal. And O'Neal's second free throw, no good. And snagging the bound for the Broncos is going to be Abbott. So Abbott pulls down the rebound. Drive-in transition by Eckhout. Shot will not fall. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll be a team rebound here for Amherst. Broncos will inbound underneath their own basket. Eckhout to toss it in. And he'll just have to throw it near midcourt. And making the catch at midcourt is going to be Trey Tobenheim. He'll just bounce into the offensive zone here. Still has his dribble, not being closely guarded, but he's picked up there by Byrne. And they'll give it off on the right side here for Eckhout. Eckhout picked up defensively man-to-man by Andrew O'Neal. And they'll get the basketball back out for Trevor Adelon. Three-pointer on that right side. No good for Eckhout. Offensive bucket good by Dominic Abbott. So Abbott is able to make the putback after Amherst missed that three-pointer. And they now lead it by 3, 8-5. Cut through the lane. They had a nice little drive through the lane by Mark Mayfield. And Mayfield with the bucket there. So Mayfield will score, and it is 8-7. Amherst still with the lead and the basketball here. Trevor Adelung, the freshman, will work it back around the perimeter. They give it off here left side for Jesse Wells, who checked in during the last stoppage. He'll give it off right side for Abbott. Abbott will shoot over the top of the defense. It's a little bit short, and the rebound is ripped out of there by Harms. So Harms pulls down the rebound after the miss, and they'll work it down low, and Eckhout had his hands on it and couldn't quite come away with it. Had it go through his hands and out of bounds. So it'll remain North Platte St. Pat's basketball. Nearly a steal there by Eckhout. Just an eyelash away from it. In the lane, they get it back to the inbounder, which is Mayfield, and Mayfield's going to score. And that ball, that play was above the rim. They lobbed it for Kobe Lawrence, who came in, and Lawrence floated in there and just dumped it off to him. Check that. It wasn't Lawrence, rather, but Mayfield. Pass on the left side. Eckhout, long three, no good. Rebound by Corey Clinch from North Platte St. Pat's. And Clinch will give it off. Now we'll hand it off here for O'Neill, and O'Neill had to go off his foot and out of bounds. Nope. After one off of his leg and out of bounds, it bumped off of Adelung. Adelung didn't see it because he was busy playing man-to-man on somebody else, and the loose ball rolled off of his leg. So a little bit of a break here for North Platte St. Pat's, as they will maintain the possession here. It's 9-8, Irish with a one-point lead. And a slew of substitutions, which we'll try to get you caught up on. McClellan will get the inbounds for the Irish. They give it off for Mayfield. Mayfield off of a screen, tries to dump it back in, and it's going to be turned over. Cody Google forced the turnover as North Platte St. Pat's turns the ball over, and Google with pretty good defense there. So Adelung will bring in the offensive zone. Hadwiger asking for it on the right, but they're going to hand it off to the left. Preble on the dribble. Gets in the lane, backing in. Jesse Wells' little jumper up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Irish. On the run is O'Neill after pulling down the rebound. And they'll kick it back out here for Jacob Cook. Cook kicks it right wing for McClellan. Back around the perimeter we go. Bounce pass by Cook into a double team. So they'll kick it right back out for Cook. Cook's jumper is no good and out of bounds. And they're going to say last touched by Amherst. As they point to Adelung, saying that he was the last to touch it, the officials are getting together to discuss it, and they're going to change the call. Nice piece of officiating there. You know, whenever officials huddle up, you never complain about the call. So in any event, it will be Amherst basketball, and we'll give them a team rebound on that. As Adelung will enter it inside, ball knocked loose, Google fighting for it, can't come up with it, so Amherst turns it over. And on the run after making the steal is Mark Mayfield. Mayfield passed through the lane of one of his teammates, and it's going to go out of bounds. I don't think anybody wearing red touched it. Nope, so it's out of bounds, and it belongs to Amherst. For the Broncos, Dominic Abbott, Trey Tobenheim, and I think it's Eckhout. Yeah, Eckhout coming back into the game for Amherst. Minute and a half to go here in a very entertaining first quarter. 9-8, Irish with the lead, the Amherst Broncos with the basketball. Eckhout on the dribble. Now they'll give it right wing for Dominic Abbott. Find the three-point arc. They'll give it to Eckhout. Eckhout could shoot the three if he wanted to, but he'll set up the half-court offense. Tobenheim skips it right side for Dominic Abbott, who enters it in. There's a double team there for Eckhout. Eckhout shoots over the top of it. His bank shot's no good. Offensive rebound high off glass. Clay Preble will score. So off of the miss, a great bank shot on that putback for Cale Preble. And the Broncos have the lead once again as the Irish will just pass it around the perimeter. Mayfield gives it off on the left side here for O'Neill. Pass at the elbow for O'Neill. Now driving is McClellan. McClellan has it stolen away. Amherst comes up with the steal. And the ball is knocked loose, and it's going to be stolen back by McClellan. McClellan with the steal and the layup, a bucket and a foul. So McClellan with the steal, hit the bucket, and now he's going to go to the free throw line to try and finish off a three-point play. The foul is going to be on Tobenheim. That'll be his first. And so to the free throw line, McClellan for one free throw. And it is good. 12-10. Inside of 30 seconds to go here. Dangerous pass stolen away. Pass up ahead by North Platte St. Pat's. The steal by Mayfield and McClellan. They will get the bucket after the steal. And then another steal. Pass inside for Mayfield. And he will score. And a timeout here for Amherst. They got to call the timeout. A couple of quick turnovers. They've given up the lead, and now they trail it by six. 16-10. There's 9.8 to go here at the end of the first quarter. 30-second timeout for Amherst. We'll keep it right here, as this timeout is brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And both teams passing the ball a little kind of in the air, passing it even before you land, just very quickly moving it around. And when it works really well. But Amherst did that a couple of times, turned into a couple of turnovers, while North Platte St. Pat's did the very similar things, but they turned into a couple of layups. So right now, Amherst, after that timeout, they've got 9.8 to do something with it. They can run the baseline if they want to, and they do. They get the ball up ahead. On the run here is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim, bounce pass over to Dominic Abbott. Abbott for three, hits a three. 1 second left, and they can't even inbound it in time. Dominic Abbott will cut the lead in half by draining the three-pointer in transition, and will head to the second quarter. It's North Platte St. Pat's 16, Amherst 13. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here, as it is a 16-13 lead here for North Platte St. Pat's at the end of one quarter of play. A very energetic first quarter. Amherst 6 of 11 from the field. North Platte St. Pat's 7 of 9 shooting from the field unofficially. Allow me to stress unofficially. Trey Tobenheim will bring in the offensive zone here for Amherst. They've got possession of the ball first to start the second quarter. Cale Preble will kick it off left side. Here's a look by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout's three-pointer is no good, and the rebound is out of bounds, and it belongs to North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish will make a substitution here as Jacob Cook comes back in, and he'll inbound the basketball to Bryce Byrne. Pass on the right wing for Mike Mayfield. Mayfield gets it in the corner here for Corey Clinch. Clinch gets it inside, a little ball fake, and Alex Harms will score. So Harms scoring here for North Platte St. Pat's. And now push their lead out to five. That's their largest lead of the ball game. Entry pass on the inside. That's going to be an Amherst turnover. That was not an easy pass to catch. And so the turnover gives the Irish a look on the right side in the transition of three, no good. Alex Harms will get the offensive rebound and the bucket. So that'll make for a 7-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. Here's a three-pointer on the right side by Eckhout. No good. Rebound. Finally tracked out of there by Corey Clinch. So Clinch with the rebound, and they kick it up ahead here for Harms. Harms is shut off. He'll kick it in the corner. Open was Byrne, but he'll give the ball off for Mayfield, who will drive. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Gets another rebound, and then we're going to have a reach whistled on North Platte, on Amherst. So Mayfield missed a couple of shots, but also got a couple of rebounds in the process there. Then a reaching foul that's going to be called on Trey Tobenheim. No, they changed it. It's going to be on Preble. So Preble is called for the foul. Inbounded, shot up, back of the iron, no good, and we've got a foul. They got it inside to Corey Clinch, and Clinch, with a lot of traffic around him, put up a couple of shots, couldn't get it to fall, but Ty Hadwiger is going to be called for the foul. So two free throws coming up here for Corey Clinch, and the first one is no good. So Clinch will have another free throw coming up. Missed the first one and also missed the second. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall here for Clinch again. And it's up ahead. After the rebound, Trey Tobenheim on the run. He'll get it in transition. Jumped by Adelung. Jump shot won't fall. And North Platte Sam Pats comes up with the rebound. As snag in the bound for the Irish was Harms. So Byrne will set things up as Amherst right now in a zone. They get it down low. Nice entry pass, and the turnaround jumper is up and good for Harms. So Alex Harms with a couple more, and it's a 9-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. Right wing, Adelung with the dribble. The freshman working against the pressure. Gets a couple of screens as he dribbles. Bounce pass, drive by Abick. Shot no good as it was deflected, and the loose ball is picked up by Mayfield. Mayfield, long pass up ahead, off the fingertips of Bryce Byrne, and out of bounds. So the Irish turn it over, and we got a timeout here for Amherst. They trail it 22-13, 5:21 to go in the second quarter. Timeout Broncos brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as rebounding right now really favoring the North Platte St. Pat's Irish here in the basketball game. And that was one of the topics that we had of conversation when we talked at halftime of the girls' game with Bill Giffen of Amherst. He said that rebounding was going to be very, very key in the ball game, that they tend to win games when they out-rebound their opponents. Well, right now, unofficially, I have it being 15-6. North Platte St. Pat's with the rebounding advantage over Amherst. So if they can come back through the course of the game and even out that slate, that would certainly be to Amherst's advantage, because they're losing the rebounding margin by 9, and they're losing the scoreboard battle by 9, 22-13. On the dribble here is Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim off of a little screen. Now we'll get the ball back out for Trevor Adelung. Adelung will get the ball back out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the dribble will kick on the right wing here for Kay Preble. Preble, little penetration, get it to Adelung, and Adelung will score on the baseline. Nice little penetration to set up Adelung for a good look, and it's 22-15. Late in the first quarter, Amherst actually had the lead, but then a little run by North Platte St. Pat's. They get it on the baseline to O'Neal, and O'Neal will score here for North Platte. Andrew O'Neal getting that pass on the baseline and was really at point-blank range as soon as he made the catch. Dominic Abbott will kick it out. Here's a transition three. It is no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by the Irish. Snagging the bound is Andrew O'Neal after Amherst missed the three-pointer. Now here's the three-pointer by the Irish in the corner. Won't fall for Mayfield. A little floater by Andrew O'Neal, and O'Neal won't get it to fall. It's rebounded out by the Broncos. Snagging the bound was Preble. And now a three-on-one break. Left-handed layup, good for Ty Hadwiger. They work the ball up ahead in transition, and Amherst, quick 4 points here, has cut the lead down to 7, 24-17. A little bit less than 4 minutes to go here before halftime. Harms gives right wing here for Drew McClellan. Back out for Byrne. Byrne, jump stop in the lane, shoots over the top of a triple team. Can't get it to fall, but an offensive rebound. That won't fall by Harms. And coming out with the rebound are the Irish. They get it up ahead here for Dominic Abbott, who got the rebound. They'll give it back out for Adelung. Adelung's going to fire a long three. It's no good. And the rebound is going to be picked up by Tobenheim. Tobenheim comes up with that loose ball. And they'll fire a three-pointer on that left wing. It's no good. And ending the possession here is going to be Alex Harms. So Harms snags the bound. And here comes McClellan, in the offensive zone. They get it back to Harms from the elbow. Back out for Byrne. Around the perimeter, right wing, they get it to Mayfield. Kick out. Here's a three-pointer for O'Neal. It will not fall. And the rebound out of there by the Broncos. Preble with the rebound. They kick it up ahead. And in transition, Dominic Abbott is fouled. So Dominic Abbott will step to the free throw line, and he'll have a couple of shots. After the foul is whistled on Bryce Byrne. 2:47 to go here in the second quarter, 24-17, and Dominic Abbott misses the free throw. Abbott on the season, about a 62% free throw shooter, came in 22 of 35 from the free throw line. Averaging about 19.7 points per ball game. Second free throw is up and good. 24-18, North Platte St. Pat's with the basketball and a six-point lead. With 2:40 to go, they pass it on the right wing here for Mayfield. Mayfield works it back around the perimeter to McClellan. McClellan gets it inside, a little floater by Harms, no good. Offensive rebound again. That time Mayfield is able to get the bucket. So Mayfield makes the putback. And in transition, rolling around, bouncing in there, Brandon Eckhout. In transition, will score. Kind of almost a secondary break because the defense was there, and they kind of gave it to Eckhout and kind of trailed the play, drove the lane, and hit the shot. Six-point ball game. As right now, Amherst is starting to find their sea legs a little bit offensively. O'Neal has it, tries to enter it on the inside. Ball is knocked loose. It'll be a turnover. Eckhout comes up with it, passes up ahead, and it's knocked out of bounds by Harms. So St. Pat's turns the ball over, and we'll see whether or not the Broncos can cash in. But first, we're going to have a timeout. North Platte St. Pat's calls timeout here. 26-20, minute 51 to go in the second quarter. A six-point Irish lead. Timeout, North Platte St. Pat's. And we'll have Amherst inbound it. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And again, rebounding just so important in this ball game. And, well, the advantage right now certainly pointing to North Platte St. Pat's, but it's been getting a little bit better here for Amherst. As unofficially, I have it now being 20-10. They're down by, well, 9 earlier, and I guess it isn't getting that much better, but at least the score is. Set inbounds play and hard drive, and it's going to be a foul. They got it to the free throw line, and cutting off of a screen was Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim then fouled on his way to the basket. So he's going to go line and have a couple of shots here. The foul is whistled on Bryce Byrne. That is going to be his first. Oh, check that. They didn't give it to Byrne, rather. They gave it to Harms. That's going to be his first. So the free throw is good here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim makes the first to make it 26-21, a minute 48 to go. Hadwiger is going to check back into the ballgame. And coming out is going to be Jesse Wells. Second free throw by Tobenheim is on the way. In and out, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Alex Harms. So Harms is able to pull down that rebound, and they'll get it off here for Mayfield. Mayfield, off of the screen, gets it to O'Neal. And they'll kick it back out here for Byrne. He's going to fire a three. It is short, and nothing but red jerseys there. Eckhout is the one that pulls down the rebound after the Irish missed the shot. And they'll work it back around. Here's the three-pointer for Eckhout, and Eckhout drains it. Quick little pass out there, and Braden Eckhout makes it a two-point ball game with a minute 15 to go here before halftime. Talk with Nikki Eckhout, the head girls coach at Amherst, at intermission. McClellan will get it off. A little jump stop in the lane by Mayfield. They'll kick it back around for McClellan. And now driving the lane is going to be Harms. And Harms lost the basketball. He's trying to dump it in underneath, and he turned it over. Thought a teammate was going to cut down on that baseline, and he threw it where he thought he was going to be, and he wasn't there. So that'll be a turnover. And Corey Clinch going to check back in here for the Irish. 26-24, 58 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Amherst down by a couple. They've got their hands on the basketball. As Talmadge will bring it across the timeline. We've got 50 seconds to go before halftime. Off of a screen, they give it left side for Eckhout. He'll fire a three. That is no good. Offensive rebound and then a foul. Well, they got the offensive rebound, and then floating up there trying to score after snagging the bound was Dominic Abbott. And Abbott will now go to the free throw line and will have a couple of free throws. And the first one is rolling around and good. The foul was whistled on Corey Clinch. That is his first. So 26-25, 41 seconds to go, and Abbott can't hit the second one. And the rebound is taken down there by Jacob Cook. So Cook gets the rebound for the Irish, and McClellan will bring it across the timeline. Amherst going man-to-man right now. Off of the screen, they'll get it out for Harms. Harms kicks in the corner. Three-pointer good by Drew McClellan. McClellan drains that three-pointer, and quickly, with 19 seconds to go before halftime, the Amherst little ball fake. They'll fire a three. Back of the iron, no good for Eckhout. And the rebound taken out by McClellan. 9 seconds left. And they're going to work the clock a little bit. They give it off of a screen. Penetration here by O'Neal down to the baseline. Well covered. Puts up a desperation three. It is off the mark. And that'll do it for the first 16 minutes of basketball. Very entertaining. And a four-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. They lead it 29-25. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We're at halftime of our boys' game between North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst. And at intermission, it is the Irish with a 29-25 lead over the Amherst Broncos. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Of course, this is the holiday basketball season as we have the second game of the day here on ESPN. And right now, as we mentioned, 29-25, Amherst trailing North Platte St. Pat's. Earlier, the Lady Irish with a win over the Amherst Lady Broncos, 56-26. And coming up later tonight will be the doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. The girls' game will start, is scheduled to start around 5 o'clock with the boys' game to follow with a scheduled tip time of 6:45. We'll see. Well, generally they keep those kind of on time as best they can because so many people are coming in at various times for that. So again, the next game is scheduled for 5 and then 6:45, Ogallala and Kearney Catholic girls, followed by the boys game. Earlier on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it took overtime, but Overton got past Spalding Academy in girls basketball, a final of 60-54, as we mentioned, in overtime. And at last report, at the end of one quarter, Spalding Academy with an 18-13 lead over the Overton boys at the end of one quarter. Again, that is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, Amherst right now trailing North Platte St. Pat's 25-29. And at the end of that first quarter, Amherst had a quick little lead and then a little run out by North Platte St. Pat's. They've taken the lead and haven't given it back since. They led by as many as a dozen, but then the Amherst Broncos now have cut the lead back down to 4. And earlier today, as we mentioned, a 30-point win for the Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, and kind enough to talk to us about it is Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst. And coach, just really kind of a tough game. You just really had trouble getting a lot of good looks at the basket. I mean, that defense and that height that Lawrence has on the inside really kind of altered what you guys like to do.
Yeah, she did a real nice job. You know, she was in foul trouble a lot of the night, so we should have been able to take advantage of some time when she was off the floor. But, you know, we struggled shooting. And a combination of poor shooting and no rebounding is probably going to equal a pretty big loss. So that's pretty much the story. But credit North Platte. They really hustled. They're a real aggressive team, really patient on offense. I thought when we would go into our man defense, they would, you know, just set it up and work it until they got a layup. You know, and like you said, us, we'd go down and be kind of happy with that long shot instead.
So. Yeah, be content with a shot. Yeah. I had you, and neither team shot the ball real well from behind the three-point arc, but I had you guys being 1 of 13 from behind the arc, and it didn't seem like those were comfortable shots, but those are the shots that you were kind of settling for.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't, that's not super characteristic of us. It's not super uncharacteristic of us. It's something that, you know, we've kind of gotten away with maybe up until this point, and so we got to settle in and do a little bit better job of playing team basketball. The games that we have played four quarters of team basketball are the games that we've really looked sharp, and tonight I, you know, saw glimpses of it, but it was a lot of, you know, hurried shots, like you said, and just no rebounding whatsoever. So,
and it does take a little time to get back into the rhythm of covering what you want to do. You got that 5-day moratorium where you don't really put a ball in your hand at all, and then, you know, your first game back, and then you play a team that really can pressure the ball. I mean, they kind of force you into a few things that you didn't want to do, and then you find yourself behind, and you figure, well, getting back with threes is going to be better than getting back with twos.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what the girls felt like, you know, when they would look up at the score. Down by 10 at half, felt pretty good about it. But then when we came back out and didn't come out very sharp and fell down by 20, I think that's probably where most of those threes came from. But, I think we'll come out of it fine. The next game, Ogallala or Kearney Catholic, I'm assuming Ogallala, but you never know.
Yeah.
You know,
either
we'd like to change the way we end this year, I guess, and play a little bit more team basketball than what we did here tonight.
Either Ogallala or Kearney Catholic, you're playing a C1 team. You're playing a bigger team.
Yep.
You know, so if you're looking at wild card points, there's really no downside.
No.
It's going to help you because both those teams are probably going to do all right in terms of helping you get wild card points. When you approach this tournament, you're not the favorite coming in.
Right.
I mean, you know, so you look at it maybe a little bit differently and as an opportunity to kind of grow and develop a little bit. And did the kids kind of get that after that when you were in the locker room after the game?
You know, I'm not so sure that this group gets it quite yet. You know, they're awful young. And I, a lot of times teams or people will ask, why are you guys in that tournament? Why do you even play in that tournament? You guys have to play such tough competition. It's like, why not? You know, it doesn't hurt us. it doesn't hurt us at all. All it can do is help. And these younger kids, by getting having to work against a press like that and learn, you know, don't take it to the corner. Don't take it to the corner. Things like that, that's only going to make us better. And I think these girls will understand it. I don't think they necessarily get it right now. But, yeah, you know, I like this tournament. I like the competition. It's teams we won't see again all year. So I think it makes sense to play in a tournament like this.
And your press was working pretty well if you didn't have a guard as talented as Toni Caudillo, because she was just quick enough that you guys are in the right spot. You just couldn't quite get her pinned down
right, and
put that trap on there.
Yeah, she's quick. She's kind of deceivingly quick. You know, she's a real quick right off that first dribble and to her right, she's real quick. So we thought maybe we didn't play, you know, you saw we didn't throw it too often, but when we did throw it, I thought we had some success.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't capitalize on it. Then we'd maybe get a steal or get them to throw it away, and then we wouldn't really.
And there was a few missed layups that it would have built just a little bit of momentum, not only the points, but also a little bit of momentum as well.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, Courtney Martinson, she worked so hard at the top of that 1-3-1, and she got those good steals, and she makes those layups, you know, 9 times out of 10. So I kind of felt bad for her. I was just glad she kept after it and kept her head up and kept playing hard. So.
And that's one of those deals where, like we say, you've been off for, you know, this first game in about 10 days or so, you are going to have a little bit of rust.
Yep.
So, hey, Nikki, appreciate the time. Best luck to you tomorrow.
Yep.
And that's Nikki Eckhout, head girls basketball coach, 56-26. They fall here to the North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish at halftime, a 4-point lead for the Irish, 29-25. We'll take one last quick break here. We'll be back with some halftime stats when we come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this 30-second timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Halftime numbers here for Amherst leading the way. No surprise, their leading scorer on the season. That's Dominic Abbott. He's got 9 points in intermission, 7 for Brendan Eckhout, 4 for Ty Hadwiger, 2 for Trevor Adelong, 2 for Cale Preble, and 1 for Trey Tobenheim. And now for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, as we take a look at their numbers, leading the way for them here is going to be Mark Mayfield. He's got 10 points, 8 for Drew McClellan, 6 for Alex Harms, and 5 for Andrew O'Neill. So only 5 players scoring here for North Platte St. Pat's, but they have a 29-25 lead here at halftime. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It will be North Platte St. Pat's basketball to start the third quarter, and they will inbound it. And facing just a little bit of token pressure here as they have it in the half-court zone. Passing around the perimeter, they get it in the lane here for Alex Harms. Harms is going to kick it back out for McClellan. Now some penetration here by Mayfield. Mayfield, little runner, missed it, but an offensive rebound. And Andrew O'Neill is able to get the bucket. So Andrew O'Neill will make the putback after North Platte St. Pat's missed a pretty good look. And now quickly, first possession for Ty Hadwiger. And Hadwiger, little baseline jumper, it's no good. Actually, pass and shot from the elbow, and it's going to be rebounded by McClellan. So McClellan snags the bound as they work it top of the circle. And with it, McClellan. McClellan doesn't want to penetrate against Cale Preble, so we'll give it off on that right side. Mayfield, 6'3 senior. We'll work it around, pass on the inside, going to knock loose. Great hands there by Dominic Abbott. But North Platte St. Pat's is able to pick it up, and Mayfield will help work it on the inside. Posting up now is going to be Harms, and Harms will score. Nice movement there. Nice flow to the offense for North Platte St. Pat's, and they get it into Alex Harms. And now in transition, Cale Preble missed the shot, but an offensive rebound is up and good. Crashing the boards and coming away with a nice little bucket there is Ty Hadwiger, as Hadwiger makes the putback. So the Irish will work it back around. They get it top of the circle here for Mayfield. Right wing, they'll get it off for Mayfield. Mayfield gave it away, now gets it back, gives it to McClellan. They cycle through. They just kind of move around from that perimeter. Now they get it on the inside for Harms, and Harms missed the bunny, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Eckhout. So Eckhout will pull down the rebound here as North Platte St. Pat's had the miss, and in transition, they get the ball back up ahead. It's up and in for Eckhout. So Eckhout, after getting the rebound, now gets the bucket on the other end. And we've got a four-point ball game once again. 33-29. A little bit less than 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mayfield gives it left side. And again, top of the circle, Harms. And again, the Irish doing such a good job with this motion offense. They get it out for McClellan. McClellan will miss the three-pointer, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against the Irish. Eckhout down there battling for the rebound. So was Preble. And the foul is going to be whistled on O'Neill. So O'Neill with his first foul of the ball game. Team's first foul here for North Platte St. Pat's. So now Amherst, not facing any pressure at all, will slowly bring it into the offensive zone. And the Irish right now going man-to-man. Dominic Abbott gets it in the corner. Works it back out for Hadwiger. Hand it back out for Eckhout. Eckhout will try the three. It's no good. And the rebound by McClellan. McClellan passes up ahead a little bit too far. Saved. Mayfield down will drive, and he has it blocked out of bounds. Ty Hadwiger with the block. And after North Platte St. Pat's had a fairly good drive there, but great reaction there to get the block. So the Irish will inbound. They'll toss it to Mayfield, back into Mayfield, and ready for it are the Irish, but somehow the loose ball is picked up by Corey Clinch, and then Clinch is fouled. And the foul is going to be on number 30 for Amherst. That's Cale Preble. That'll be his third foul. So he's in a little bit of foul trouble here. And give credit to Corey Clinch. That ball was rolling around down there, and Clinch was able to get his mitts on it. So he's fouled and going to go to the line and have a couple of free throws. And so he'll go to the free throw line, misses the first of two. Second one is on the way, and he missed that one as well. And snagging the bound there was Eckhout. Tobenheim has it in the offensive zone. Eckhout has it, will drive. He'll kick it back out. Little ball fake here by Adelung. Adelung gives it off left side, three-pointer. Boy, that looked good, but it won't fall for Eckhout, and we've got the ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound, and that will belong to North Platte St. Pat's. So the Irish will have it with a four-point lead, 33-29, 4:38 to go. They've led since the late stages of the first quarter. Harms will enter it down low, posting up as Andrew O'Neill. Andrew O'Neill missed the shot, but there for the rebound, and the putback is going to be Alex Harms. So Harms will make the putback. And a drive on the left side. Wow, what a penetration by Dominic Abbott. And Abbott now will try to finish off a three-point play. Abbott just so quick got that ball on that left side, and he was at the rack before you even had a chance to breathe. And Mayfield is whistled for the foul. That is going to be his second. So the three-point play opportunity for Dominic Abbott, and Abbott cashes in as he makes the free throw. And now make it now 35-32. Backdoor cut, finding the cutter. They get it to O'Neill, and O'Neill will lay it up and in. Harms found the cutter, and now in transition, a three-pointer for Dominic Abbott, and he strokes the three. They kicked it in, and Eckhout was able to find Abbott, and we've got a two-point ball game. So North Platte St. Pat's in that set half-court offense, and then answering back as Amherst in transition. Entry pass knocked loose by the Broncos, but the Irish still have it. Skip pass over here to Mayfield. Mayfield, and he'll hit about a 13-foot fadeaway jumper. Mayfield with a nice little floater there as Adelung came out on defense on him. Adelung with the dribble, has it deflected, but picking it up here is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger will set a little bit of a screen. They'll pass it left side, a little penetration, but there defensively is O'Neill, so they'll work it back around. Dominic Abbott with the skip pass will get it off for Eckhout. Back to Abbott. Abbott ball fakes. Gets it to Eckhout. Baseline jumper. A little bit short. And the rebound saved. Nope. Going out of bounds with it is North Platte St. Pat's. So Amherst will maintain the possession here. Checking back in here for the Irish, Bryce Byrne and Jacob Cook. And for Amherst, Jesse Wells. Somebody else came in too, and I did not get the number. We'll try to pick that up here. And looking to add along as they inbound it, and they'll throw it in. They get it to Dominic Abbott between the circles. Out for Britton, Eckhout. Eckhout gets it in the lane, and at the beginning of the play there, Trey Tobenheim was fouled. He's pushed early. That's well before that shot. So the Irish will give a foul here to Bryce Byrne. And the Broncos to inbound it. 5 second count's going on. And they'll just have to lob it clear in the black court. And we've got a foul by Jacob Cook. Cook going for that inbounds. And he commits the foul. So a couple of fouls here. But still only four in the first half. In the first few minutes, really, of the second half. So we're a long ways away from any one-and-ones. They inbound it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim is picked up defensively by Byrne. Tobenheim, not closely guarded. Gets a little screen, though. And he'll get it off for Dominic Abbott. Abbott thought about the three, but he's used up his dribble now. And he'll give it off for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks it out for Adelung. Adelung back out for Dominic Abbott. He'll fire a three. A little bit strong. Rebound tipped around. And coming out of there with it is going to be Alex Harms. Harms pulls down yet another rebound. And slowly in the offensive zone is going to be Bryce Byrne. Byrne, not really posting up because they're outside the three-point arc, but acting like it there is O'Neal, and he'll kick it back out for Byrne. Off the screen, they'll work it back around as Cook will hand the basketball off here for O'Neal. Left wing, there's Cook. Cook, nice entry pass inside, and Alec Harms will score at point-blank range. Very patient offensively. That was a good-looking set here for the Irish, who now lead at 41-35. Right wing, Tobenheim gets it to Adelung. Adelung in trouble, and he's going to be held on his way to the basket. He was not in the act of shooting, so that'll be the fifth team foul. So the Broncos will inbound it. But Mark Mayfield and Drew McKellen going to check into the ballgame. By the way, on Cook, that is now his second foul for North Platte St. Pat's. And they got to throw it in the backcourt. Dominic Abbott makes the catch almost over and back there as he caught it in an awkward spot, but he saves it to Adelung. Back to Dominic Abbott. Abbott to Adelung. Adelung ball fake off of a screen. Puts up a covered 15-foot shot that won't fall. And Mayfield pulls down the rebound, and now we got a foul as the Broncos trying to get the ball back. So that will be a foul on Adelung. And we got a timeout. Or not. Well, they're going to allow somebody to come into the game. They didn't realize that Ty Hadwiger was trying to come in. So the Broncos get that substitution as Hadwiger comes in. And Bryce Byrne. We'll give it off and baseline drive. Bucket good by Andrew O'Neal. O'Neal with a nice little baseline drive, and that lead is back out to 8, 43-35. Adelung gives it right wing for Wells. Back out, little penetration here by Hadwiger. That's a tough little floater. It's no good. And up high for the rebound is going to be Corey Clinch. Clinch pulls down the rebound. And now McClellan will slow things down. And we'll give it off here on the left side for Mayfield. Back on the right side for Byrne. Back out here for Clinch. And they enter it inside, and we're going to have a foul on Amherst. I think they're going to give that one to Hadwiger. Nope, they're going to give it instead to Adelung. They were both there. No doubt there was a foul. I wasn't sure who they were going to give it to. In any event, a couple of free throws coming up here for Mayfield. And Mayfield will have those two shots. And the first one is rattled in. 44-35 with 47.7 to go here in the third quarter. Alex Harms back in the battle for the Irish. And getting a little breather here is going to be O'Neal. Mayfield with one more free throw. And that one's up, short, And up high for the rebound is going to be Tomenheim. So Tomenheim snags the rebound. And we've got 38 seconds to go. With the dribble, Tomenheim. Tomenheim gets a screen. We'll split a couple of defenders. We'll drive, we'll float, and score. Trey Tomenheim, with a little help from his friends, with a couple of screens there, was able to lay it up and in traffic. Harms kicks it off, and the jumper's up and good for Byrne. 10 seconds left. Adelung in the lane. A little step through. Shot no good. Rebound. Mayfield. 4 seconds left. Mayfield will fire an NBA three at the buzzer. That is an air ball, and that'll do it. But again, a little bit of a surge here for North Platte St. Pat's, and they lead at 46-37 as we'll start the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back here. Spalding Academy leading Overton 37-25 in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. We head to the fourth quarter, 46-37. North Platte St. Pat's with a 9-point lead, but Amherst will have the basketball as we now start the fourth quarter. We've got a little ways to go here. They kick it off on the left side for Eckhout. Eckhout, top of the key, could have fired the three, but didn't have his footing right. He'll give it off to Preble. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout doesn't want to shoot over the top of Harms. He'll penetrate past him instead. Tries the layup. It's no good. Rebounded by Mayfield. And Mayfield will get it across the timeline. Gives it to Byrne, who will now give it back out for McClellan. Back around the perimeter we go. They give it off here for Harms. Harms enters it in. On the baseline, an extra pass. Ball fake. Everybody goes for the block. And laying it up and in is going to be Mark Mayfield. O'Neal gave it to Mayfield. Mayfield with a great ball fake to get himself open. It's 49-42 at the end of three. Spalding Academy now leading Overton. Three-pointer missed by the Broncos, but they're able to track down that elusive basketball, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. They give it for Dominic Abbott. He'll fire a tough three, and he hits it. Hand right in his face. And he strokes in the three-pointer to make it 48-40. So the lead back down to single digits, where it's been most of the game, and most of the time it's been the advantage of North Platte St. Pat's. Broncos haven't led since about 6 minutes to go about 2 minutes ago in the first quarter. Miss underneath, ball being tipped around, and North Platte St. Pat's can't come up with it as Alex Harms, missed the putback and eventually goes out of bounds, and Amherst is able to come up with a team rebound. Broncos work it up ahead. Dominic Abbott's got numbers, and he'll give it off on the left side in transition. Jumper by Tomenheim, and he'll score. Unselfish basketball there by Abbott. Abbott was open for a look, but a better look for Tomenheim. And we've got a 6-point ball game. Bryce Byrne has it, gives it between the circles here. As off the screen, Harms will pass it off. Ball is loose, but McClellan comes up with it. He'll kick it out for Byrne. Byrne will fire the three. It's no good. And another rebound by Mayfield. So Mayfield with the rebound and will drive, and a lot of collision down there. He was fouled as he came up a little jump stop and kind of threw off the timing there of the Amherst defense. And it is before the shot. It is on the jump stop, so they'll inbound it on the baseline. And the foul they're going to issue to whom? That's going to be on own. It's going to be on Preble. Preble's whistle for the foul for Amherst, and we got a foul on the inbounds play. And that one is going to be on Preble as well. So he went from his third foul to his fifth foul in the span of about 4 seconds. So he is just fouled out of the basketball game with 5:43 to go. So the Irish will inbound it. Byrne to toss it in here. And it's knocked loose by Dominic Abbott and back out of bounds. 48-42, 5:42 to go. And Preble out of the game here for Amherst as he's just collected his fifth foul. Lob it to McClellan, who will skip it off on the right side here for Andrew O'Neill. On the baseline, they get it to Byrne. Byrne, long pass, it's dangerous, but McClellan off of a screen was able to make the catch. If Mayfield doesn't hit that screen there, that is a steal by Amherst, and they almost come up with another steal here as Taubenheim knocked it loose momentarily. McClellan's got it. Gave it away, gets it back, and trying to track down the ball is Trey Taubenheim. And right now, North Platte St. Pat's working that clock here. They get it on the baseline, and O'Neill with a little bunny hook will score. That'll make an 8-point ball game. On the right wing, Braden Eckhout gives it to Adelung. Adelung's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Trevor Adelung striking in that 3-pointer. And he's got 5 in the game now. We've got a 5-point ball game. Backdoor cut, and the shot missed, but we've got a foul. Nice backdoor cut. Andrew O'Neill caught it and shot it all in one motion. And as a result, he was hit with the body as he put up the shot. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for O'Neill. The foul is going to be whistled on Eckhout. And the free throw was up and good. So one more free throw coming up here for O'Neill. Makes the first one and now makes the second. 52-45. Pass up ahead on the run. Trey Taubenheim, bounce pass, layup, no good. As it was tipped over for Hadwiger, and it's up ahead here for Byrne. Byrne on the run as a shot blocked and a foul. Well, running stride for stride with him was number 24, Braden Eckhout, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Byrne. Byrne's free throw is up and good. 53-45, and that extra pass down low, Hadwiger's shot was hanging on that rim and just would not fall in. Second free throw is also good. So the lead is 9. Up ahead, they get it to Adelung. Adelung, extra bounce pass. The drive gets the bucket and a foul. Great pass from Adelung to Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim lays it in, and he'll try to finish off a 3-point play. Boy, when they run the ball, they run the floor, Amherst looks awfully, awfully good. The foul, by the way, on Harms is his second. And the free throw is no good. And the rebound by Mayfield. So Mayfield pulls down a rebound here. And North Platte St. Pat's will work the clock just a little bit. Harms enters it on the baseline to O'Neill. O'Neill, little floater, no good. And North Platte St. Pat's loses the basketball as Amherst comes up with it. In transition, here's Abbott for three. It's no good. And coming up with yet another rebound is going to be McClellan. They'll give it back to McClellan with 3:45 to go. They give it off on the right side for Byrne. Byrne facing man-to-man, gets it to O'Neill. 54-47, inside of 3.5 minutes to go here. And on the dribble is going to be Byrne. Back around the perimeter, left side for Mayfield. They're looking inside to O'Neill. And again, the Irish being very, very patient. They get the ball to O'Neill. Kicks here on the left side for McClellan. McClellan, a little ball fake. Gets the ball back out for Mayfield. Mayfield to McClellan. Now 3:10 to go. They've already worked off about 30 seconds. Entry pass knocked loose momentarily, but then picked up by the Irish, and the floater's up and good for O'Neill. Well, that's kind of the story of the game. The Broncos were just an eyelash away from forcing that turnover, as it was knocked loose by Hadwiger, but somehow O'Neal was able to pick it up. Off of a screen, here's Dominic Abbott. Abbott will drive, will flip, miss the shot. Mayfield pulls down the rebound. And they'll give it back to Mayfield once they get it across the timeline. 2:32 to go in the basketball game. 56-47, Irish with the lead and the basketball. O'Neal gives it off on the right side here for McClellan. McClellan gave it away. Now he'll skip it for Byrne. Between the circles now, McClellan's got it. He'll give it off on the right side for Mayfield. Left side for O'Neal. 2:13 to go. Byrne has it. They keep working the clock very effectively here. Mayfield gives it on that right side, and we've got a whistle. And that's going to be a hold on Braden Eckhout. For Eckhout, that's going to be his third foul. And Amherst will call the timeout. Had a little discussion whether or not there was a timeout taken by North Platte St. Pat's. So Amherst will take the timeout. And timeout here for the Broncos. 2:05 to go, fourth quarter, 56-47. 9-point lead for the Irish, and they'll inbound it. We come back from this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, North Platte St. Pat's unofficially 40 rebounds in the game compared to 22 here for Amherst. And a lot of those are offensive rebounds that have led to some pretty good points in underneath here for the Irish. The Irish are, they've hit 23 of 32 shots from inside the three-point arc and only one of nine from outside of it. Amherst 5 of 6 from behind the arc. Field goals overall for Amherst, they are 19 of 39. That's not shabby. That's not great, but it's not shabby. That's free throw line here is going to be Byrne. And Byrne's free throw, the front end is no good. Front end of the 1-1, he missed it. And here come the Broncos. That count in transition, lost the basketball, but Adelong is able to come up with it. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Pressure being put on, but Dominic Abbott's able to kick it out here for Eckhout. Eckhout will fire a three, and he hits the three. Big three-pointer. Makes it a six-point ball game with 100 seconds left to go. Bryce Byrne on the dribble. Adelong comes up with a steal. Adelong with the steal. He's going to drive it. He's going to take it off glass, and he's going to score. Oh, the freshman made a play. He made a play. They get the steal and the layup. In transition, pass up ahead, and the jumper's good for Andrew O'Neal. North Platte St. Pat's, who had been milking the clock, decided to attack, and they push that lead right back out to six. Here's a three-pointer for Eckhout, and he nails it. Timeout for Amherst. They kick it out, and Braden Eckhout strokes in a three-pointer, and we've got a three-point ball game. 58-55, minute six to go in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, and we're back after this.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Trash your dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, possession arrow pointing to North Platte St. Pat's. They lead at 58-55. Three timeouts left for the Irish. Still one left here for the Amherst Broncos. And the Broncos, with that three-pointer, have made this a one-possession game with a minute six to go. Mayfield can run the baseline if he wants to, and he's going to inbound it, gets the ball back, and he's going to be fouled. I don't know if they really meant to make the foul there, but I think it's Ty Hadwiger who's going to be calling for the foul. That'll be his second. So that'll be a one and one. And Mayfield, they were not afraid at all to get him at the free throw line. This is a big end of a one and one. Last one and one of the game here for the Irish, and it is good. So now a two-possession game with a minute two to go, 59-55. Since about the two-minute mark of the second quarter, it's been a lead here for the Irish. Second free throw is missed. Amherst has it, and they bring in the offensive zone. They kick on the left side for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will fake it, fire the three off the mark, and rebound taken out of there by McClellan. So they're going to have to pressure the ball here, and there's a whistle. And is it a timeout? It is a timeout for the Irish. Irish, with that pressure being put on, called a timeout. They were beginning to put a trap in the corner. So timeout here for North Platte St. Pat's. 43.1 to go. North Platte St. Pat's with a 59-55 lead here against the Amherst Broncos. A 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
59-55. Amherst will go full court pressure here. They're down by four, and they get the ball right back into the hands of Mayfield. And Mayfield walked with it. He turned it over. The pressure was put on by Ty Hadwiger, and St. Pat's turns the basketball over. The inbounds pass going to be deflected by North Platte St. Pat's and saved. And the officials are going to get together and discuss this. I think Adelung stepped on the sideline trying to save it, and they're going to say, nope, it hit the sideline first. So it's going to be Amherst basketball here. It was deflected by the Irish, and I thought maybe Amherst had made a mistake trying to save it. In any event, Trey Toppenheim gets the inbounds. Almost double dribbled with it. Kicks it off on the right side. Eckhout will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound by Adelung. Adelung shot off glass. No good. Another offensive rebound. The bucket's good by Trey Toppenheim. And they got to stop things to put a shoe back on one of the players here for Amherst. So Toppenheim making that putback. And now they inbound it. We've got a two-point ball game, 20 seconds to go. Pass up ahead. They get it to Harms. Harms is then fouled. Braden Eckhout commits the foul. And now Harms will go to the free throw line and will have two shots. So Harms will have two shots as Eckhout now has committed his fourth foul of the game. Well, check that. Just his third. Just his third. So a couple of free throws coming up here, and the first one is good for Alex Harms. And now we've got a timeout here for Amherst. It is 60-57. Timeout by the Broncos. 15.7 seconds to go. A full timeout for Amherst. They trail at 60-57, and we'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Well, after a made free throw, Bill Giffen calls the timeout to get the North Platte shooter, Alex Harms, off the free throw line to make him kind of reestablish himself and maybe take a little bit of that rhythm away, maybe get into his head just a little bit. So this is kind of a psychological timeout as much as anything. And this is a big free throw here with our score 60-57. Right now it's a one-possession game. And during that timeout, Amherst was able to drop a play for a three-pointer. Now, from my distance, I can't tell who they plan on having them shoot it. But here's Harms at the free throw line with a big free throw for North Platte St. Pat's with 15.7 to go, 60-57. And the free throw is up and good. So it's a four-point lead. With the dribble here is Braden Eckhout. Eckhout is going to drive. He's going to float. He's going to take it off glass. It's no good. Rebounded by Harms, and Harms just dribbling away from a little bit of pressure, and that may do it. That may do it. That rebound by Harms might take care of it. As the foul was whistled on Bray Neckout, and that is going to be his fourth. So Harms back to the free throw line for two free throws, and the first one is good. North Platte St. Pat's now 11 of 19 from the free throw line. And the second free throw is also good. Six-point lead with 6 seconds to go and no timeouts left here for the Broncos. On the dribble here is Tobenheim. He'll fire a three, back of the iron, and no good. And your final, North Platte St. Pat's 63, Amherst 57. Well, the Broncos battling back but just couldn't quite overcome things here. As North Platte St. Pat's remains undefeated on the season. They are now 7-0. The Broncos now fall to 6-2 on the season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame show coming up right after this timeout.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Well, our first doubleheader of the day, swept by North Platte St. Pat's. The girls won it comfortably 56-26, and in the boys' game, it was 63-57 North Platte St. Pat's with the win over the Amherst Broncos. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Take a look at some team statistics to kind of compare things as we kind of start our look at the numbers here. And in terms of rebounds, North Platte St. Pat's with a 41-25 advantage over Amherst. So 16 more rebounds for the Irish, and that easily can turn into 6 points as you kind of take a look at things. From the free throw line, Amherst was 4 of 8, where North Platte St. Pat's was 12 of 20, which did kind of open the door for Amherst just a little bit. Behind the arc, 1 of 9 was North Platte St. Pat's. 7 of 20 was Amherst. So Amherst picking up some of those points by hitting 6 more three-pointers. And again, North Platte St. Pat's, that's not really their game, as they only shot 9 the entire contest. And overall field goal shooting, Amherst was 23 of 48. North Platte St. Pat's was 25 of 42. So that shooting percentage for North Platte St. Pat's overall a little bit better here in the game. Checking the numbers here for the Irish, and leading the way in terms of points here for North Platte St. Pat's was Andrew O'Neill. He finished with 19 points in the game. Alex Harms with 16. Mark Mayfield had 16. Drew McClellan with 8. Bryce Byrne with 4. And that's all the point. That's all the scoring. Only 4 players, excuse me, 5 players in North Platte St. Pat's scoring here. And again, they were led by 3 players in double digits. O'Neill with 19, Harms with 16, and Mayfield also with 16 points here in the ball game. In terms of rebounding, Alex Harms with 11. Mark Mayfield unofficially finished with 11 as well here, as North Platte St. Pat's, as we mentioned, had 16 more rebounds than what Amherst was able to muster here in the basketball game. Checking the numbers here for the Broncos, who, as we mentioned, now fall to 6-2 on the season. Dominic Abbott led the way. He had 18 points. Braden Eckhout unofficially with 15. Trey Toppenheim with 9. Trevor Adelung hit a big couple of buckets down the stretch. He finished with 7 points. Ty Hadwiger with 6. And Cale Preble with 2 points in the ball game. Rebounding-wise, 5 rebounds for Braden Eckhout, Trey Toppenheim, and Cale Preble, and 4 from Dominic Abbott. Then a rebound apiece for Trevor Adelung and Ty Hadwiger. And again, unofficially, 25 rebounds in the game here for Amherst compared to 41 for North Platte St. Pat's, as the Irish win this one by a final of 63-57. So we're going to take a little break here. We've got over 30 minutes to go before the girls' doubleheader, the girls' game, the second part of our doubleheader, the doubleheader between Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic and Ogallala girls coming up. That'll be followed by the boys' game. Once again, our final in boys' basketball, North Platte St. Pat's with a 63-57 win over Amherst. We're going to take a little step away here. We'll send it back to ESPN for regular programming for a while, and then we'll be back for our Kearney Catholic Ogallala doubleheader. And don't forget, coming up later tonight here on ESPN, we'll have the Holiday Bowl between Arizona State and Texas Tech. That's set for about a 9:15 kickoff as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll send it back to the studios for a little while. I'm Randy Buschker for our engineer, Merritt Lawson. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back here in about 25 minutes from Cope Coliseum for the doubleheader between Ogallala and Kearney Catholic right here on ESPN.